end up and roost up.
Mighty right. And he told him to get out of these woods and don't you come back here no more. He went and came back to Pickens County, thank God.
Yeah, I went
to said to me, boy, could have gone around there. We had cars. Some of the white fellas heard some of them color fellas telling them the same one. Hey, Ed, that brush was worse than you thought it was, wasn't it? Oh, Ed. Yeah. It's over. You can't stand a little brush like that, it better be in the lot.
And old Ed was the one that ended up in the lot.
Right.
I used to go to school over at Bibb County High School, but like I told them, we was talking today. We go over here at this nutrition center and eat, you know, that elderly people do. All of them, some of them around. It doesn't make any difference. They're poor and they, all of them go together. So we was talking about today. I said, well, I used to walk halfway to Sunville to get the ride. The other half get to go to high school. We live way down Bear Creek Road there. We had a neighbor, Meg's girl. She walked with me. I walked a little piece to her house, and then we'd walk on way on down halfway to Sunnable to get the ride the other day to go to school, and we'd leave by daylight and get back and be about dark. Had to walk. But I never lived close to school. I always had to walk a long way to school. When I was going just to grammar school.
Yeah. I was talking to you a little while ago about your father's work and so forth. When he in his garden and all, what would he usually raise up in his garden, grow in his
corn,
garden with some of the things he
rosemary, beans, tomatoes, cucumbers, squash,
onions, cabbage,
about like we do now.
What kinds of beans would he grow? Would he grow different varieties of beans?
Well, mostly he'd have a bunch of beans and the running beans too, you know, have to stick them running beans. But the bunch beans, you know, pick them without.
Yeah, but bunch beans I can't pick. I like full beans.
The bunch ones, do you snap those or you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they have a bunch of butter beans too, you know, you sell those. And peas and everything like that. Just raise everything. We're trying to have a garden down there this year, planting corn and. We got turnip greens and mustard up, but we just got the corn planted. We're just starting, you know, because you're supposed to get it.
You're supposed to get it planted,
you know. Good Friday's the time to plant your garden. That's Friday.
That's what it sure is, what my granddaddy did.
Oh, when you were here the other day, did I tell you about that picture in the courthouse of Pickens County? Courthouse?
I don't think so.
Pickens County, you know, joins Tuscaloosa on the west side of Carrollton. Carrollton, Alabama. That's the name of the town. That's the county seat of Pickens County, Carrollton. And that courthouse there, it's been there for years and years. It's got upstairs to its courthouse, and up there there's windows all around. And it come a hailstorm one Sunday evening, and windows wide like that, two sections of it. And it broke out that both of them, just that hail and everything broke them out. And that picture had done appeared there, though. They claimed they hung an innocent man there.
Oh.
Yeah, way back. But I've seen this picture a lot of times. I used to work over that close to. And they say them men who lived over there, lived one. They took them panes out and put in new ones. And that picture will be right there. I've looked at it many times. I used to work over that close to Calvary.